For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Her second husband is not doing well, so we're looking at maybe protecting the house if that's possible.
As people live longer in the 21st century, it becomes increasingly important that the growing senior population is protected legally. May is Elder Law Month, organized to call attention to the legal needs of the elderly to help protect them financially, health-wise, and in other areas. Elder Law Attorney Lauren Wasson said helping people qualify for Medicaid or VA benefits is a major part of elder law, but there's another area of emphasis.
We are always recommending a will, a durable power of attorney for financial matters, and healthcare power of attorney, helping people prepare for the worst before the worst happens. Most people prefer to plan on the front end and get their documents in place.
There is no age limit for a client, said Wasson, because elder law attorneys help more than just the elderly.
We can help in the area of special needs, so a special needs child, special needs brother or sister, or special needs grandchild. We can help with setting up special needs trusts to be sure that that child can continue to receive the government benefits that they may be eligible for, while also setting aside money for their special needs, things that can improve their quality of life.
Wasson's colleague Andy Atkins quickly identified what he saw as the biggest legal problem older people face today.
Not planning in advance because of the risk of some kind of crisis happening, an illness or the onset of disability or an accident or something. So not planning in advance for that is a major problem. It can put a lot of burden on a person's loved ones if they don't have some kind of mechanism to be able to act for that person or some kind of plan in place.
Another big problem, said Wasson, is the high cost of long-term care.
We're all living longer. Medical science has improved to the point where people can get treatment and living longer than expected. So when you're initially planning for retirement, maybe you didn't save as much as you might need. And so looking at potential sources of payment other than what you saved yourself.
Nursing home costs, assisted living costs, all that is very, very expensive.
Atkins echoed Wasson's feeling, adding an element that all elder law attorneys must keep in mind.
There are ways to access care, but it takes some planning, and all that can change in the future. Medicaid, VA benefits, who knows what's going to happen to that stuff.
Sometimes there is dysfunction in a family, and without advance planning, problems can arise even though there are laws that offer guidance on who makes decisions for incapacitated seniors.
In South Carolina, we have the Adult Health Care Consent Act, where adult children would potentially have priority to make a decision for mom if she can't make that decision for herself. And I believe the majority rule, so say two siblings against one, much prefer to have a health care power of attorney in place where mom has chosen which child should make decisions for her when needed.
According to Atkins, elder law attorneys sometimes work with lawmakers to pass legislation that helps the elderly and those with special needs.
Last year, we passed something called the Achieving a Better Life Experience Act that creates a type of savings account with some tax advantages, kind of like a college savings plan. But instead, it's specifically designed for people with special needs to allow them to save some money without affecting their eligibility for benefits like Medicaid or Social Security benefits.
Wasson wanted to dispel a long-held misconception. She said because of various means of dealing with financial and health care issues, no one now loses his house to pay for nursing home care. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.